Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernol. 71 rainy degrees in Richland Center this morning, headed to a high of 87. 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. In the news, a tragic farm accident claimed the life of a 74-year-old local farmer Tuesday following a grain bin entrapment in the town of Viroqua. Emergency responders were dispatched to a farm on Cherry Grove Road just before 12:30 p.m. after receiving a 911 call reporting that the farm's owner, Raymond J. Ackman, was trapped inside a grain bin. According to authorities, Ackman had entered the bin to free shelled corn that had caked or bridged while being unloaded into an auger. The grain unexpectedly collapsed beneath him, burying him in a heavy accumulation of corn. First responders arrived on the scene within 5 minutes of the emergency call and immediately launched an extensive rescue operation. Numerous local emergency agencies, neighbors, and volunteers worked tirelessly to free Ackman from the grain. Despite their exhaustive efforts, Ackman was pronounced dead at the scene. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye commended the massive response from the surrounding community and partnering agencies, including five fire departments, along with Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, Gunderson Air, and Vernon County Emergency Management. A federal court recently addressed the case of Stephen Andreg, a 42-year-old man from Wisconsin charged with producing, distributing, and possessing explicit images of children. Authorities discovered that Andreg used AI technology to create thousands of highly realistic, explicit images of children who do not exist. He allegedly used simple text prompts to instruct the software to generate these images and even sent some of them to a teenager online. While Andreg still faces criminal charges for creating and distributing this material, a judge dismissed the specific charge related to his private possession of the images at home. The court explained that current legal protections for private in-home possession of materials still apply here because the images depicted computer-generated children rather than real victims. The judges noted that while this decision was legally required under previous court rulings, it highlights a growing problem. AI technology has advanced so quickly that it can create fake images that look nearly identical to real abuse, and our laws may need to be updated to keep up with these technological changes. A critical window for public involvement is closing as Mid-Continent Grid Solutions advances its proposed 765 kilovolt BECI transmission line project. This 190-mile infrastructure development, which aims to span a 9-county region, is currently seeking feedback to determine potential routes before MGS submits its final plan to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission in early 2027. With an initial public feedback deadline set for September 7th, time is of the essence for landowners and community members to ensure their voices are heard. To assist the public in understanding the project's impact, creating maps, and preparing effective public comments, a series of workshops is being held across the region. Participants are encouraged to bring parcel numbers from their tax bills to these sessions to help with site-specific mapping and planning. The remaining public workshops are scheduled throughout the coming days. The Lloyd Community Center will host sessions today from 5 until 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 5 until 8 p.m. Additional sessions will be held at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. A final session is scheduled for Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Clarkson Residence at 24939 Cardinal Crest Lane in Richland Center. Jade McLaren, a 42-year-old resident of Rock Springs, has been sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in federal prison following her conviction for lying on a federal firearms purchase form. The sentence, handed down by U.S. District Judge William Conley, stems from a straw purchase incident where McLaren acted as the surrogate buyer for Brandon Bent, an individual she knew was legally prohibited from possessing a firearm. This case gained significant gravity as Bent has been charged with with first-degree intentional homicide in Sauk County, illustrating the potentially dangerous consequences of such illegal transactions. Straw purchasing occurs when an individual misleads a firearms dealer by claiming to be the actual buyer while intending to provide the weapon to someone else, often to bypass background checks or keep the true owner's identity off official records. Law enforcement officials emphasize that this practice represents a severe threat to public safety by undermining background check regulations and fueling the illegal gun market. During the sentencing, Judge Conley noted that this specific instance represented a tragic outcome as McLaren provided a weapon to an individual she knew posed a danger to others. The prosecution of this case is part of a larger federal strategy to combat violent crime. It falls under the umbrella of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide Department of Justice initiative designed to protect communities from violent perpetrators and eliminate criminal organizations. Stuart J. Waddles of Civic Media reports city officials in Milwaukee have ordered the immediate demolition of an industrial warehouse in the Walker's Point neighborhood after a structural failure caused multiple floors to collapse on Monday. The building, located at the intersection of Water and Bruce Streets, was declared unsafe for entry following a partial collapse that worsened throughout the day. The first report of structural instability came in shortly after noon Monday. Inspectors discovered that three floors near one corner of the warehouse had already fallen. Due to the rapid deterioration of the structure, the city issued an emergency demolition order and mandated that the building be vacated immediately. Authorities confirmed that no injuries were reported in connection with the incident. However, because of the ongoing danger posed by the unstable site, officials are urging all drivers and pedestrians to avoid the immediate area while demolition crews work to secure the scene. Inside Radio reports the political advertising market is entering its most lucrative stretch of the election cycle, with spending already running well ahead of previous years. As of August 31st, Ad Impact says a staggering $5.75 billion in political advertising has aired, positioning the 2026 cycle 37% ahead of the 2022 midterms and 22% ahead of the record-setting 2024 presidential cycle at the same point. This massive influx of capital comes even before the traditional post-Labor Day rush, which historically accounts for more than half of all annual political ad revenue. Media companies are bracing for a significant fall revenue tailwind, as an additional $1.5 billion in advertising has already been reserved through Election Day. The momentum is accelerating rapidly, with August alone seeing $796.5 million in aired ads, a 63% jump from July. This surge is driven by a higher volume of airings, which increased by 42% over the previous month, with nearly half of the projected $11.6 billion full-cycle forecast still to be spent. The upcoming months of September and October will be disproportionately critical for broadcasters. The spending is intensely concentrated in key geographical battlegrounds, particularly where high-stakes Senate and House races are unfolding. Congressional contests currently account for 73% of all reservations through Election Day. Geographically, Detroit leads the pack with $73.2 million in future reservations, followed closely by Cleveland, Portland, Atlanta, and Cincinnati.